Chophei 7, 8th of June, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Meraglim. This week's Sedra, the first, second Pasuk, the Torah writes, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Says Rashi, quoting the Medrash, what does the word Lecha mean? Says Rashi, it means Ledatcha, meaning by your discretion, I leave it to you. I'm not commanding you what to do. You do as you want. The words of Rashi are Ledatcha. Ani eini metzavalach. I'm not commanding you. In Tirza, if you want, shalach. The question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu decide by his discretion to send Meraglim? Moshe Rabbeinu knew jolly well with Ruach HaKodesh that they're going to speak Dibaro ala oretz. So what made him decide to go and send the Meraglim? And more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu agree to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, that his decision should be made with his discretion? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see what's going to happen. The Klei Yochom comes up with a very interesting idea what that word Shlach Lecha Ledatcha means. He bases himself, the Klei Yochom, on a Yalkut. The Yalkut says, Anoshim, the men, Hayusainim es Ha'oretz. The men used to hate Eretz Yisrael. Says the Yalkut, how do I know that? Because it says in this week's Sedra, Nitna Roish Venoshuva Mitzrayimah. Let appoint a new head, meaning Dosam Ve'aviram, and let's go back to Mitzrayim. And the Ramban goes much further. And the Ramban says, when they said Nitna Roish Venoshuva Mitzrayimah, I want to read you out the Loshon of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Liyoshom Be'Mitzrayim. Let's go back to be in Mitzrayim. Kasha Oyu Barishaina, as we were there at the beginning. Belei Torah, Belei Mitzvahs. They wanted to pack it all in, pack in Judaism. Go back to Mitzrayim and let's be as we were at the beginning. Without, the Ramban is not on the spot. This Ramban is later on in the Sedra. When he talks about Avodah Zarah, the Ramban explains these words, Nitna Reish, he said, let's go back. What do we want Eretz Yisrael for? Let's go back and go to Mitzrayim, live without Torah and without mitzvahs. The women, as we all know in a few weeks' time, they loved Eretz Yisrael. They said, Tenalonu Achuzo. When they found out that Slavkhod that was dead and he didn't have a portion, they begged for their portion. Says the Klei Yochom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I feel that what in the future it will be better to send ladies. Why? Because they love Eretz Yisrael and they won't go along and talk bad about Eretz Yisrael. They won't talk gnus about Eretz Yisrael. But you go, Lech Lecha, Ledatcha, you go with your opinion. What's your opinion? Your opinion is that you think that they're shaming, and you think that they like Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you're sending men. But Shlach Lecha Ledatecha, says the Klei Yoko. Lefi your opinion, Anoshim, you're sending men. But I, personally, the Ribbono Shel Olam holds, it would be better to go and send women. That's the way the Klei Yoko touches up the Rashi. But there lies in that, this Rashi, a much deeper explanation. By Moshe Feinstein, there's a new sefer just come out in America called Koil Rom. His mamma's just come out. And he quotes there Rav Moshe. I think it's a Talmud of Rav Moshe. And he quotes Rav Moshe with a completely different idea. He says, when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they were down in Memtes Shari Tuma. They got everything they got. They got from Mitzrayim. And they were influenced from the Kfira of Mitzrayim. Like Pari said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayemer Pari, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Avakele. Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should listen to him? Leshalach Es Yisrael, Lo Yodati, I don't know him. They got influenced. True enough, when they left Mitzrayim, they were zeicher to unbelievable madrigas of Amunah, like Chazal say, Roso Shifcho Alayom, Masharei Roso Yecheskel Ben Buzi. And they saw unbelievable miracles of Mon, Be'er, but the Amunah, what they got, didn't come with their own toil, with their own izbeinunus. Their Amunah came because they saw Nisim and Neflois. And if you do that, then in that case, if the Amunah is only from the Nisim and Neflois, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, he'll only believe in what he sees. But anything more than that, he'll have doubts if anything else can happen. Why? Because it hadn't come from his own izbeinunus, to realize that everything comes from Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do everything. Says Rav Moshe, that's the pshat here. That's why the Bnei Yisrael wanted to send Meraglim. That they didn't believe it. They thought, even though Kineged Paroi, we managed, and we saw Nisim, but Kineged, the Lamed Aleph Melochim, to that extent, they didn't believe. And that's why they could come and say, Azolchen Adivrei Kfira, of Kichozok Mu Mimenu, Kevayochel, Kelape Mala, as the Gemara says. And that's why Hashem said, and Moshe said, you should go, the Yodish guy. But they both knew that they needed that. And that's the pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, later on, Ad ono lo yaminu bi, till when will it go that they won't believe in me? But chala oisa is asher osisi. Says Rashi, Bishvil kala nisim sha osisi lohem. The taina was upon the Klal Yisrael that they should have learnt from all the nisim what happened and had their own izbeinunus. They should have come to it from their own realization and realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the possibility to be able to go and do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got the ability to do everything. That's why, that answers us, why Moshe allowed to send Meraglim. Even though 100% certain parts of the Klal Yisrael he knew, and they wouldn't want to let the Yidden go because they were scared of Kineged Lamed Aleph Melochim. But he realized that there still will be a Te'elis. They will come to the Madrega of Amunah from their own izbeinunus. How will that be? Then the 40 years in the Midbar, to be able to become Mizgadel through Torah and through Amunah, and they'll come to an Amatzuv of the Inyan of Emunah. Pam that one is bringing us. I think we can answer something else. From the Torah writes, why did the Yidden die? Vayomusu moitzia dibo, the people died because they spoke Lashon Hara. The kasha is, why does the Torah mention only the Aveira of Lashon Hara? That's why they died. I would have said, what was the worst Aveira? They said, Ki chozaku mimenu, manesh, they're stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did they manage to go along and say such a thing? I would have said that was the greatest Aveira. The Aveira of Kfila. The Torah makes that the whole Aveira, what was the Aveira? The Aveira was just a Lashon Hara. The answer is, I so quoted, the hate of Lashon Hara brings to everything, to all Aveiros. Why? Because the hate of Lashon Hara is hashchosa, corruption. It's an Aveira that you do without any ta'elas from it. A person who does an Aveira, says Rav Chaskel Sana, an Aveira without any ta'elas, that can bring him to the worst Aveiras. To any Aveira of Tvira. Therefore, that's why the Torah calls the worst Aveira, what the Klal Yisrael did, was the Aveira of going speaking Lashon Hara. Because the Lashon Hara is the Sheirish, is the fundamental of all the other Aveiras. If a person can do an Aveira without any Te'eles, that shows he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a person who doesn't believe. And he doesn't have, he can come and do the worst, all the other Te'evas. And that's why the Torah considers, why? Because they spoke Lashon Hara. Because that was the Yesod of all the Aveiros they did. That's the Pshat also. The Torah says at the end of the Sedra, V'chi sizgu v'leisansu eskol mitzvah Yisraela. Says Rashi on the spot, what are we talking about? A person who serves Avodah Zarah. Why does the Torah call it kol mitzvahs? The way we're saying it's very good. Because once a person can go and do an Aveira of Avodah Zarah, it's like he doesn't have any amunah at all. A person doesn't have any amunah, he's liable to be able to do any Aveira that he wants. He can come as low to do any Te'eva at all. There's one word in Parshas Devarim which is mentioned nowhere else by the Maraglim. The Torah writes, Vateirognu bo'oleyem, Vateiru besinas Hashem esonu. I saw in a sefer with a boki in Chumash, Nach, he says, you find this word nowhere else. Vateirognu. So he says, what does the word Vateirognu mean? It's a person who goes round, wherever he's going, he's always grumbling. Whatever it is, he's a guy who's complaining. Whatever it'll be, as he says the words, mole taluna al kola ilam. He's full of complaints on everything what's happening in the world. A person who's full of complaints. And where do you find that? Pardon? Where do you find that in this week's Edra? You find in this week's Edra. The Pasuk says, Eretz Oicheles Yoshua. Says Rashi, they went around complaining that the people there are dying. And they said like this, they came up with such a shtickle. Eretz Yisrael is the holiest land of all other lands. And you know what the Torah says about Eretz Yisrael? The Torah can't take it. Loisoki ha'oretz eschem. The land will not let you live there. And they can't be saved, can't put up with people who go and do avirus. So the Meraglim came back and they said, look, have a look. Wherever we went, the only thing we saw was Levias. That's a sign that they can't bear, that the land can't bear avirus of any small avira. And they said like this, if already the land can't put up with avira, so they made a cheshbon. If already somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medactic, it's kal v'chomer, we that we haven't yet come to Eretz Yisrael, what we're gonna go through. That's the way they looked at Eretz Yisrael, says the Stipler in Birchas Peretz, with a false look. Everything they looked as the bad. And the truth is, the Gemara says in Seita, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, ani chashavti al teva, that I had in mind to go along and do it for good, that they shouldn't notice you. That says the Stipler in Birchas Peretz, that is the pshat, that the word vateirognu. A person who goes around all day long, a person who is a person who is looking at everything with complaints. He'll never say anything's good. Always things are bad. And that brought the Meraglim to their downfall. We find at the end of this week's Sedra, the Parsha of Tzitzis. There's a lot of talk in the Mafoshim. What's the Parsha of Tzitzis got to do with the Parsha of Meraglim? So the Balabatisha world says that it says the words V'leishasu achrei levavchem, and it says also by the first pasuk by Yesu. But Paschal Sana says it's a completely different thing. He says a very deep gedank. He says we find two stories of Meraglim. One story in this week's Sedra, that the Meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu sent, they came there, they lived a life of peace. They went there, they cut down branches of grapes, and they strolled around the whole of Eretz Yisrael with it. And nobody said a wink to them. They walked, no comments. Nisim happened to them. They had a peaceful life, as we said before. They were busy there with Levias. If the Meraglim Taka would have looked at the correct outlook, they would have Taka seen the Yad Hashem and learned that Hashem is with them. And they would have conquered the land. But the only problem is, well, that story was that they looked, as we said, with iron wrong. And that caused what we are now having a Bechir the Davis. But says Rav Chaskel Sana, look at their Adaf Torah in this week's Sedra. By the story of Yeshua, that Yeshua sent people there, they were scared for their lives. The only thing that they got was, how far did they get to? They got as far as Rochel, Vazlina's house. And she had to go along. She had to go along and hide them. So what would I have said? The logic. Come back home, you would say. You're mad to go to such a place. Well, what happens? They did not do that. They relied on what she said. What did she say? Ki shamanu eis asher hoivis Hashem et mea yamsuf. Vanishma vayimaz leivov. They didn't look what happened to them. What did they do? They looked at what she said. And they gave that over to the Klal Yisrael. And they were machazik lem bitochem to know the land. And that brought tremendous Yeshuas. So what do I see from here? I see from here, says Rav Chaskel Sander, a tremendous lesson. It's not the happenings, it's not the maisim what happen, what makes a person decisions. Only what decides, what makes a decision. The heart makes a decision. As you can see, they were found themselves in the best matzav when they in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. But where did they go? They came back saying the worst things. From the other hand, a person can have all reasons to look badly and still he sees it as good. So that says Rav Chaskel Sander in what the Torah writes. Leisosu achvei levavchem. Don't let your heart be your decision maker, your God. Only, says Rav Chaskel Sander, you know what you should do? Look at your tzitzis. The tzitzis which has got tcheles, which is deima l'rekia, and rekia deima l'kisei hakovet. And that will bring you, says, to the right outlook. Because only problem was that they looked with the wrong outlook. They didn't see the Chavdei Hashem, and that brought about the chumen of the Beis Hamikdash. In this week's Ezra, the Torah writes, last colleague said, Oloi nale afilu bashamayim v'oloi nale v'yorashnu iso. Says Rashi, Oloi nale afilu bashamayim. Roimen, he will say, Asei sulomois, we should make ladders. Ve'olu shom ve'natzliach b'chol duvol. The kasha is, what did Rashi want with those words, Asei sulomois? Rashi should have just said, Im yeimar, olu l'rakia, we'll go there. What's the ladders got to do with it? The ladders couldn't make it anyhow to reach to the sky. So what did Rashi want with that word, in Yemu Asif Salomis? Again, I want to use Ramosha. It doesn't say it all, but he says that the thing is, says Ramosha, that when a person wants to grow in Torah and Yerah Shemayim, he's got to do whatever he can do. If he does whatever he can do, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. But to expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be megadil him without his output, without his input, that's impossible. That's what Rashi wants to show. That is the Asei Sulamis, that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands a person to go to heaven, and a person thinks to himself that he can't do it, nevertheless, he should do whatever he can do. And then he will go alone, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. That's what Rashi is saying. Asei lanu sulamos. A person should make for himself sulamos. You do as far as you can do. Admoken sheyodei magas, as far as you can do, then Hashem will go along and help you. Baderach sheodem reisa leilech, melichen reisa. And the same applies with limud HaTorah. If a person wants to know Kol HaTorah, even if lefi da'atoy, okay, his opinion is that he can't do it and he packs it in, he's miyayish, that's not the way he'll learn. He should do as much as he can, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what you learn from those words, Asei lanu sulamos. I want to finish with a vod which I heard B'Shem Mamatashor Salomon Rav Zayin Gezut. He said, Rashi says, by Yeshua, by Yiklo Moshe lo Yeshea, ko Yeshiacho me'atzas meradim. So he asked the kasha, why does Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven for Yeshua. Yeshua wasn't strong enough himself to hold up, to stand up against these Meraglim. He needed to have the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah that he should be able to stand up. So he says, from here you see, the koyach of a bad tzviva and the greatest person whoever he is, a man like Yeshua, is b'tovim man like Yeshua. It'll have an ashpo, it'll have an influence. You can say, I won't get mushpa. So he said, from here you see, how could you have a person greater than Yeshua, who the Torah writes, le'mosh mitoich ha'oyer, afiloch he needed Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. And without Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, he wouldn't have been able to stand up against it. So this is a tremendous limud in our generation, where there are spores outside in the street, and everybody knows themselves, or a koyach atuma is a vada, a person has to daven, that he shouldn't get influence from the koyach atuma. Thank you.